Let's go.
Say what? Yeah.
You let me know when you're ready.
Now we're a go.
All right. Okay. Good morning, everybody. I'll call to order this regularly scheduled Board of Supervisors meeting for this Tuesday, November 6, 2018, Election Day. Please get out and vote if you have not already done so. Please join the board as we honor America with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hi, thank you and good morning. First item, as always, is public comment number one. This is an opportunity for members of the public to address topics on today's agenda. Paula, you got anything you want to tell us? All right, seeing no one moving to the microphone, Caleb Peterson from RSVP will be with us on the 20th. So that takes us to consideration of minutes from October 30th.
I would move as presented.
Motion and a second. Olson.
Aye.
Chitty.
Aye.
Sanders, aye. Minutes passed. Personnel actions as listed, board.
Listed.
Second.
Motion and a second. Chitty.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sanders, aye. Consent agenda.
I would move as presented with the exception of item number 5. I'd like to pull that for just a minute.
All right. Motion with except for pulling number 5.
Second.
Olson.
Aye.
Chitty.
Aye.
Sanders, aye. Consent agenda except for 5 passes. Animal and disaster plan for Story County Animal Control effective November 6th. Loris.
And I would like to compliment to Sue McCaskey and her staff and the legal department and anybody else who worked on this. It was clear, well-written, thorough. I've got a few things to do on my personal list still, and I hope that we can get that out and get it out in various ways to the public as a reminder, because, Sue, you really take the effort to remind them about what is realistic and what is not and what needs to be done if you're going to keep your pets safe. So thank you very much.
Super. Is that a motion?
That is a motion that we approve item number 5.
Second.
Motion and a second. Olson.
Aye.
Chitty.
Aye.
Sanders, aye. Item number 5, animals in disaster passes. No public hearing items today. Additional items, consideration of funding recommendations from the Story County Economic Development Group, Drew and Leanne.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning.
Good morning and happy election day.
Yes.
Okay. The first item that you're going to see on your agenda here is the consideration of funding recommendations for the Story County Economic Development Group. This sheet here, the budget-looking item for FY 2019. One of the things I wanted to point to is the fourth column in from the right, the project funds.
There's where you will see the pool funds or the project funds that were awarded to some of the communities throughout the county for special projects. We had $16,500. We were able to divvy those up, as you can see in that column. Mm-hmm. We had a very good representation from a lot of the different communities. That's something we were happy about. And what that also shows, too, is we're getting good participation in the group because they have to be, obviously, at 75% of the meetings to apply for said funds. So that's something we were happy to see those funds get utilized in a suitable manner. And then also, if you look at the total funding, you'll see $109,974.79. Technically, that leaves us with a little bit of extra money of about $25.21 just for fiscal prudency. So,
rounding error.
Yeah.
I just want to point out that when Drew joined us, or joined the AEDC, but in service the contract to us, the total amount that Story County was investing in economic development in our communities was somewhere in the neighborhood of $56,000 a year. And we've now been able to grow that now this year, a new record, $109,000, in support of all of our communities. I think that's phenomenal.
Yeah, and that's something that's been really exciting to see because there wasn't that involvement 5 years ago
when I started, and now it's continued to grow with Brenda and now with Dustin. Everyone's doing a really good job to help grow that.
Well, the first meeting that you attended, as I recall, there were 6 of us sitting around the table. And now you know, as I walked through your meeting down there in Collins a week or so ago, you had to have had 20-plus people there.
Yeah,
it was pretty special.
We did. It was basically excess seating in the back that was being used.
And Drew does serve as the chair of the Story County Economic Development Group for this current fiscal year.
All right, so let's deal with the funding. Questions, comments, or a motion on the Story County Economic Development Group funding proposal?
I just have a request, and somehow I don't have the actual projects, the project applications, so or I had them and downloaded them, and somehow they ended up being deleted. I don't know. Okay, so could you just shoot those to me?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then I would make a motion to approve as presented.
I'm going to second that, and I appreciate Drew's leadership. Is the fact that as these communities are starting to have a growing success in their respective towns, that you see them sharing that which works, that which doesn't. And I think this is a nice collection point, because clearly, yeah, there are communities that have not showed up, but the ones that are there are all in. And I think this only, you know, as we put more dollars towards it, as they realize this is what the expectation is, this is what they get out of that expectation, I think you will see increasing buy-ins on the going forward years.
Yeah, and I'll just say this. So Sheldahl is one that we're never going to, I mean, they're just never going to show up. We've got to find a way to reach out to McCallsburg and get them there. A few thousand dollars to them could have a dramatic impact on some of what they're working on.
I will say Jennifer, the clerk, was at the last meeting.
Good.
Yes, she was.
Outstanding.
I also like to thank Leanne for the years since this has begun, how you have brought this up, kept everything from the administrative standpoint, brought ideas to the table, and just continued to move it forward. Including, you know, I was impressed with the new book that you put together. So thank you, Leanne.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, so we've got a motion and a second. Further discussion?
None.
Olson.
Aye.
Chitty.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Passes. Next item is Economic Development Group minutes. This is something we've never done before, but is part of the bylaws now.
Right. This is simply cleanup. The bylaws are amended by both the Story County Economic Development Group and the Board of Supervisors in November 2016. Well, I appreciate Loris's comments. Staff did fail you in this regard, that we forgot to bring these forward for your action. It was an addition to the bylaws in 2016 that really no one saw. And reviewing the proposed changes to the bylaws as your next agenda item, like, oh, we need to do this. So you'll have a compilation of bylaw or minutes from 2017 and 2018 through August. The ones from October were not yet acted on. They're in draft. And then from here on out, I'll throw them on your consent agenda. But I wanted you to know why you were taking action before you took action.
Okay. Questions or comments?
I would move the Economic Development Group as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Chief.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Now let's do bylaws.
The changes we have to the bylaws are pretty straightforward. There's three of them, essentially, and some of them are within the bylaws themselves. They're just more so a date change. But then there's some in the county funding program, which are basically attached to the bylaws as well, that lay out, you know, what they can get for project funds and what it takes to attain those and qualify for those. And the changes are that we're setting a maximum amount that can be requested from the project funds, formerly known as the pool funds. And that suggested amount is $2,500. That was something we discussed at the last meeting. It was brought up, and that just makes it a lot cleaner. We had over $27,000 in applications for $16,000 this year. This will make that a lot more manageable, and it'll be a little easier to determine how we want to break down those funds. And then we also want to set a maximum number of requests. We did have one community that asked for two projects, and that was something that was not met well with the group. It's, you know, pick which one you want and apply for that one. So we want to make sure we set that clearly in the bylaws, and also change the date of the annual appointment via council resolution at each respective community that must be submitted by June 1st. And you'll see some changes in the bylaws there to note that June 1st deadline.
Good.
And just a couple of cleanup of words that, if you'll look at the last page of the bylaws, action was misspelled, just some simple cleanup just to get it 100% right, or nearly 100%. And then following action on the board, these do get recorded, the bylaws, with the county recorder's office, so we'll get the appropriate signatures and then get them recorded.
Good. Questions, comments, or a motion?
I would move that we approve these as presented.
Motion and a second. Further discussion? Olson.
Aye.
Chief.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Passes. Thanks, guys. Good job.
Thank you.
It took too long, though.
Well, I could add some discussion.
That's all right. We can be done. All right, no agency reports, no departmental reports, no other reports. Public forum number two is an opportunity for members of the public to address anything you'd like to address, Paula. Anybody wishing to do so, come on up. Seeing no one moving to the microphone, liaison assignments. Marty.
I would like to thank the auditor's office and the volunteers that we have hired to run the pre-vote up until today. They have been inundated. They have done a very noteworthy job, and I thank them. And they still aren't out of the woods yet. They have to go through the day, and then we'll do the follow-ups here. And it, from all appearances that we see on this level, it has been a successful election cycle, and I hope that continues through the day. So I appreciate the efforts of everybody in that department, and the volunteers that are out there are making it happen tonight. So
I think it's pretty safe to say that this is going to be the largest gubernatorial turnout we've ever seen in Story County, and just echo Marty's comments. So appreciative of everybody who works so hard to make sure that it's as smooth and consistent as possible as we vote. Loris.
I'm going to echo what you guys say. Want to just remind the public that Thursday night at 7 o'clock at the Bessie Myers Room of Mary Greeley Medical Center, there's going to be the second presentation this year by the Story County Opioid Task Force, and there will be personal stories of people whose lives have been affected here in Story County by the opioid crisis and opioid use. So if you are... this Thursday. Thank you, Leanne, for the clarification. It's this Thursday, so... No, you're right. It's next Thursday. And thank you. Okay, it's the 13th, correct? 14th. And I'm doing such a great job, I think I'll be quiet. Thank you very much. Have a good week.
All right, everybody go vote if you haven't voted. Take a motion to adjourn.
A move.
A second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Leanne. I